You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. If you drink craft beer or cider, you may have noticed a recent trend, a shift away from glass bottles and toward cans. The idea is that cans are lighter, cheaper to ship, and easier to recycle. But late last week, President Trump imposed tariffs on some imported steel and aluminum. Several countries have received exemptions from those tariffs. Still, some industries in the U.S. are wary of them, including craft beer and cider. Makers. If the cost of aluminum cans go up, that could get passed on to the consumer.
When, you know, craft producers started using cans became associated with craft and became cool. And so now they are like, you know, sort of a hallmark of a craft brand.
That's Justin Heilenbach, the president and co-founder of Citizen Cider. I met him at the company's canning facility in Burlington to talk about how the new tariffs might affect his business. In addition to aluminum cans, there's also concern around the price of kegs, which are made out of steel. Right now, Citizen Cider owns its kegs, but if the price of imported steel kegs increases, Heilenbach says they might switch to leasing kegs from a middleman.
Or we may pass it on in the cost of a keg. It's not ideal because the draft market is hyper-competitive, and it's all about price.
So it's in your interest to keep the price low of a keg that you can send to a bar.
Yes.
And they'll put it on tap.
Yes. You know, we buy a lot more cans than we do kegs. So, but it'll ultimately impact everybody if that happens. All craft producers.
So we've seen a little bit of the canning operation. What are you thinking right now about the impact of aluminum and steel tariffs that are ramping up?
At this point, it's more that there's uncertainty. And when there's uncertainty, it's hard to plan and hard to think out into the future and plan a business model that's going to make sense. I mean, pricing in the beverage market is so competitive that you're getting down to pennies when you price a product. And so if, you know, we're not sure in a year if the price of cans is going to be 10%, 20% higher than it is today, and we make a pricing adjustment to be more competitive in the market, we may be kind of setting ourselves up for failure next year. So there's already enough uncertainty within any industry, and this just adding another layer to that.
So how do you think the adding tariffs to, you know, imported steel and aluminum, the goal being to increase the use of U.S. steel, mm-hmm. How does that line up with your values?
Well, it doesn't really, because we already are doing that. I mean, we weren't looking for, a tariff to encourage us to work with American manufacturers. We already made that decision because, we're rooted in agriculture and we work with a lot of local suppliers for fruit. And we've applied that same mentality to everything that we purchase.
So if the price of cans goes up, mm-hmm. you know, we were talking about earlier how cans are trendy right now. Mm-hmm. Would you consider moving back to bottles, or is that like beyond?
No, absolutely not. I mean, what will end up happening if the price of aluminum goes up substantially, you'll start to see price corrections in the market. It'll ultimately happen. Everyone will do it. No one will want to be out there alone raising the price of a product, but if there is a real substantial difference in the price of a can, the cost of a can, you're going to see everybody start to pass it on to the consumer.
Are you prepared to have that conversation with your customers?
No, because they don't. There's no translation there, so you can't ask somebody, you know, to pay more because the can costs more. I mean, we just have to make it make sense. And I've heard some stories about this subject already. I think what's missing is, like, if the cost of a can goes up to us 10 or 20%, that's not the end of the story, because we make something and then we sell it to a wholesaler and they mark it up. And then they sell it to a retailer and they mark it up. So if there's a price increase, it's multiplied across that channel and ultimately adds up to what can be, you know, like a real change on the shelf, like a dollar, not one penny.
Have you seen other, I mean, obviously there's a lot of factors from the government side. There was a big tax cut a few months ago. Does that balance anything out?
No. This whole thing is like robbing Peter to pay Paul.
How so?
Because you know, we get a tax incentive over here and then we pay more for materials over there. You know, it's going to add up to, you know, it's going to net out neutral or probably be, you know, work against us would be my guess based on how things are going so far.
All right. Well, Justin Heilenbach, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.